It's Monday, March 10th, 2008, and welcome to episode 28 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Last week, I talked about a new web page creation service from Google called Google Page Creator that is currently in beta. This service promises educators an extremely easy way of posting information to the web. In addition to the Google offerings, there are many other alternatives currently under development that are changing the way our schools utilize technology. The battle between Google and Microsoft is heating up, as Microsoft is offering its own Web 2.0 free service. This week, I'm going to talk about a free online storage space available from Microsoft called SkyDrive. SkyDrive provides users with 5 gigabytes of storage space for free. This is a great resource for teachers and students that need to have files accessible from multiple computers. If you would like to get access to your very own SkyDrive, go to the SkyDrive link available in our show notes and sign up for a free account. All that is needed is a Microsoft Windows Live account. The sign-up process is easy, and in less than 60 seconds, you will have 5 gigabytes, that's gigabytes with a G, available to you for your online storage needs. There are definitely two competing philosophies between Google and Microsoft approaches to Web 2.0 services, and it will be interesting to see which model will win in the future. Will Microsoft develop an online light version of Office applications that will be free? Will Google build a beefier set of Office applications for Google Docs that they might charge for? The future is still unclear and in a state of flux, and it's a bit ironic that Google and Microsoft are working from two different ends of the spectrum to find solutions. What is interesting is that neither Microsoft or Google approaches currently have the answers to meet the needs of the majority of users. While free is a good selling point, users will be well advised to understand that there is no such thing as a free lunch and that costs are being recuperated through either online advertising or some other form of subsidy as companies compete to gain market share. This is an epic battle with much to gain or lose. Google has staked a claim in the software as a service model where the Google applications run on the web using Google servers. While this provides a great deal of flexibility for access, the downside is that applications like Google Docs and Spreadsheets are bare-boned examples of what users have become accustomed to compared to Microsoft Office products that offer a full set of features. The advantage that Google claims is that you and others can access your documents online regardless of what type of software or computer you are using. The big downside, of course, is that you have to be online and connected to the internet for this model to work. For many schools, the ubiquity of wireless access required for this approach is not yet a reality. I do believe Google is working on some type of offline functionality that would allow users to work offline and then sync up their files to the internet once a connection would become available to address this deficiency. Microsoft, on the other hand, has started from the other direction, taking advantage of its full-featured Office suite of products and using the internet as a collaboration and storage platform. In the Microsoft approach of using SkyDrive, you have the advantage of both the online and offline worlds. The disadvantage is that Microsoft charges for the Office suite of tools, whereas Google's tools are currently free. I'm quite impressed with what Microsoft is doing with the live set of tools now available on the internet. There are also many other Web 2.0 services that Microsoft is rolling out for online users. The SkyDrive has the added benefit of allowing the user complete control over how they want to share files with others. There is a public folder on the SkyDrive that a user can place files in to share with a selected group of friends or share with the entire online community if they so wish. This is a big selling point for teachers and students because a teacher can upload a file to their public SkyDrive folder and the students will immediately have access to the file. The SkyDrive also has folders for music, pictures, videos, very similar to what a regular PC's hard drive looks like in Windows XP or Vista. If you would like, you can give users of the public SkyDrive folder read-only access to your files, or you could allow full editing capability, depending upon the circumstances. If you have not already gotten your SkyDrive account, I would recommend you try out the service to see what you think. After all, it is 5 gigabytes of free storage. For my students that are constantly losing their flash drives, this might also be a worthy consideration. If nothing else, it can serve as a good place to back up important files. I would not upload anything confidential to these services, and as with all Web 2.0 services, be sure to check out your school policies before using these technologies for school purposes. My technology pick of the week this week is the Microsoft SkyDrive. A link to articles and information about how to sign up for a free SkyDrive account is provided in the show notes. Be aware that Microsoft offers many more services under the Live banner of branded products, so give others a try and let me know if you find them helpful. That wraps it up for this episode of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for episode 28 of Tech Talk for Teachers are available, along with archived versions of the show, on the web at techtalkforteachers.blogspot.com. That's Tech Talk, the number 4, teachers.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments about using technology in the classroom, or have some news you would like to share, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.